let me see now. Let's begin.
Years ago, newborn was not in the official, in the way to card the people as they were growing up and being born. And as they did, we had to go off to other places to find out. So they had me down, and my daddy says, will you please, she's born now. We can't record her right now. That's what they said. It was so far back.
Newborn couldn't record your birth?
That's right. Well, they hadn't started that yet.
Really? Was that just
so
for black folks?
So my daddy carried me off to another place. They told him what to do.
Oh, okay.
And when he came back, he has October.
Birth tip.
October the, what was it?
10th.
Huh?
10th.
I think.
October
the 10th, 1905.
Hmm.
That's what he brought.
Mm-hmm. Was that your real birth date?
And that's what we have to go by, 1905. 10/10/5,
mm-hmm.
October 10, 1905. Mm-hmm. But my daddy had to go and find, and they gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no right to go no farther than what I know.
Sure.
Well,
wouldn't
anyway.
Ask you to do that. Do you remember the house that you grew up in?
You have the house.
Yeah, I showed
picture.
It to him.
Mm-hmm. You have it.
You showed it to him. Tell him about it.
Huh?
Tell them about the house, how it got so big.
Well, I can tell about the house. The house is large, and it had upstairs, and then in that upstairs, we had my brother. He was on one side of that room that she was in. And at that time, they had these great big old heaters,
mm-hmm.
cold heaters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by happen, my mother had, it was in the summertime at that time. When it, so she says, I'll sit here and rock. You three of you, get out of there and listen while I'm going to read the Bible. Every time she did, we had to be there. And I nearly by now knew, I've done forgot a lot of it. Genesis X.
Right.
Yeah. All
from
right,
her reading to you, you knew it.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did, sat there and waited, and she read the Bible and got there.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, when we grew up, my sister, Shirley, that's one I just now put up there, where you was hiding.
Mm-hmm.
I was just drawing on that. But she was more like a Chinaman. She'd squinch up eyes.
Mm. Why would she do that?
She just did it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guess she's born like that anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, we did. I took care of her. She went to college in Fayetteville. Then she come, after having a little trouble, she was doing that while the children were out chopping corn and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She hated to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And for some cause, she didn't want to go there no more.
Mm-hmm.
She hated to see the children out there, down there grubbing and doing. So she went to Elizabeth City.
Mm. Your sister did?
Huh?
Your sister?
That's my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet child.
Where were you when she
and
left?
And then, all right now, I went to the same school. Well, anyway, while I was going along, instead of me trying to get straight, I was helping my sister to educate and get her diplomas and everything. And when she got her diplomas, then we landed in Virginia. But I got lost in Virginia. The man was supposed to take me there. And he says, as we were going here from Newbern, now take Newbern, it was kind of slow getting around because it did not have the qualities, the people to come in and give them a good place, you know, to grow up, some kind of factory. Mm-hmm. But Newbern felt like they could do that themselves.
Ah.
But after a while, it was one old factory right straight up the waterfront. Mm-hmm. I forgot now the age.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go up there. I mean, when you're touring, you have to go over there. And over there, there was a lot of different things. And it wasn't so good. Everybody was trying to clean up and whatnot at that time.
What kind of work did your father do, ma'am?
Huh?
What kind of work did your father do?
Well, anyway, she
didn't do work. She said,
what kind of work did your father do? Your father?
He was an architecture.
So he built this house. He designed that house?
That house he did, and the church over there.
And he was an architecture too. And also, what else was it?
A carpenter,
indeed.
What about your mother?
When you do that, he'd get your picture first and get the pictures of that. And I knew anything. He was around in Newbern building and working on houses, building churches. And at that time, the churches, and we had colored, and finally they got together, and they would have their meetings. And my dad was going and building so frightening and everything. He landed in Washington. I say, for gracious sake, I got to go too. Says, well, we'll have to go according to my job.
Mm.
So he went on. He got the job there in Washington. And they got, he took the family. My mother and all.
How old were you when you went?
When I went.
To Washington.
Well, I think I was around about 10 years old, something like that. Childlike.
What was that like moving to such a big city?
Hmm?
What was it like moving to such a big city?
Didn't worry.
This was Little Washington.
You know why? I went there. I began here again to Newbern. It had the train going up and down, everybody having a good time on the train. Uh-huh. You remember that, don't you?
No,
uh-uh. No,
I'm young.
Oh, but it.
I heard about it though.
I know you did. All right, that train would go, and when that train go through there, it was supposed to continue until it get to what was it, Virginia?
Uh huh.
Okay. So the train, the man, the conductor, he says, I'll take care of you. My mother gave me a brown suit she made me. She's a seamstress too. She took that brown suit, and after having taken this brown suit, she put a tag And the conductor in there, he says, I'll take care of it. And when she gets there, I will see that she gets to the right place. And he forgot, went on out, got his dinner. And here comes the boy, his son. He says, who are you? And I was so mad with him. I'm saying, I'm sorry. I say, but your daddy was supposed to see that I got to the Old Dominion line. And he didn't. Let me go run out there. And here comes the different people that want, what to call them, not, you know, the transfer, and I can't think of all of them.
Passengers.
Huh?
Passengers.
Passengers. Here it comes. I'll take you over there for...
Oh, taxi cab driver.
I'll take you over there for such and such a... $5.
Mm.
I says, keep walking. My mother told me it was just around the corner.
A long corner.
Yeah. And so, anyway, kept on like that and kept on like that until they got down to my numbers. And my numbers was probably about 2, something in that time, at my age, $2 in some sense. I says, okay. And so he got in there, and his son, and I know anything, I was there right by myself. And I was so mad, I didn't know what in the world to do.
Mm.
But I stayed there until somebody came up. And he said, I will take you to the Old Dominion line. I said, okay. And when he said he'd take you down, I said, how much? I said, it's just around the corner. My mother said, it's just around the corner. And I kept on until I got 10. You know, I was already 10 then. And so from that time on, we began to go.
So you were only 10 years old?
She made a dress for me and put my tag on it because I couldn't do it.
Right.
But I did it.
I see that.
I did. And so when I got there, everything, I met a girl. She said, you know one thing, I've been going to Boston, Massachusetts, and all the places a long time, but you know, I can't do it. I said, well, come on, let's go. So we began to become friends, like. And so when we went down to what we call the Old Dominion Line, we came on out. We checked our books, you know, our clothes, whatever it was, case.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have a girl, little know-how. We checked that case, and after checking that case, we say, now, how? I'm hungry. I say, you are? I said, okay, we'll go. I saw a girl cross the street, and she looked just like one of my friends lived down the end down here, Geneva Long. Geneva, where the end that comes up, you know, from the lake there, right down here.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she says, how are we going to do? I looked up. I say, count the number of those light poles.
Oh.
And so we called it the light poles.
So you could find your way back.
That's right. And when we did that, I'm sitting down there enjoying this food we're eating. And I looked out there and saw this girl where I just like called. And I called and waved to her, you know, right young somebody. But I called the street. She says, I'm sorry, but I'm not that girl. I said, I beg your pardon. And from that time, you don't catch me going to nobody's place to find out, to call nobody. You see me most likely running this and look in the window, see what my eyes didn't see.
What were you going to Virginia for? To go to school?
I'm telling you, we're going to the Old Dominion line, and from the Old Dominion line, we kept right on. From one thing, I think it was up to Virginia, or not to Virginia, I forgot now, which would take you westward, take you eastward.
Uh-huh.
And when I did, I landed in Boston.
That must have been where she was going.
No.
She had rode her.
Now, when I landed there, I had nothing. I had nothing to worry about. Because first thing, my Aunt Mary would say, they all call me kiddo.
Kiddo?
Kiddo. And say, now look, kiddo, I'm going to carry you all the way around in Boston, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
As far as we can.
Uh-huh.
So we did, and when we did get around, I was some kind of tired. She said, well, kiddo, I tell you, let's stop in Tremont Street. And in Tremont, on Tremont Street, you see, she would at least, there would be a little box, a little house, look like you're going downstairs. And when you get downstairs, it looked like another office. And they would put you on the right number. And above there, the trains were just elbow going. And so I was walking under there. And come to find out, when I got under there, they knew. And they let me know, saying I'd be sure. That meant to tell me that I would have to go back under that same place, you know, go back. And up there was nothing but electrical trains. And so I got up there somehow or another. I don't know.
Wow.
But anyway, when I got on down the line there, they told me, they said, it's good that you are living. Because you see, I was right under there, and there was a way that you could go in, but it had this writing, be careful. And so when I saw that thing, looked up there, I was careful myself.
So you weren't supposed to go there?
No, but anyway.
But you did.
I did. And when we came on back, and when we got down there, and from there, it's to, I forgot the name of the street, the place, from before I could get to Boston, Massachusetts, see, because it was east-like, going east. So when we did, I was so tired. The man says, your friend says she can't get there. And she lives further down than you do. Now what you gonna do about it? I looked on my tag and thought of what my mother said, be careful. I said, well, anyway, I got, how much you charge? $2. Well, I ain't got none. This girl saying, I ain't got no. Made me so mad when she said, I ain't got no. I looked on my card. I said, well, I'll take it. I'll pay it. Carried a girl down the line there. And then after that, they had to come back to this main line that we were talking to tonight. And all those large buildings, Just like Coach Newborn has some lodge.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these buildings were close together.
Really?
5 and 6 stories high. And I was 3, and there was a school right in front of my house. That was just an ordinary school. And I was not supposed to go there because I passed that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked down the line. I heard somebody, "Kiddo!" This was the man, my uncle.
Right.
He said, "Here, come on, come on." And I looked at the man. I say, "Is this really Tremont Street?"
So you found your way back.
I was on the train. I got on a little strata car, see? And when it did that, he says, "That's right. That's it. That's your place. There you live." So I did. But I had to remember, don't ask anybody because they might put you off. They may not know what you know about it. I said, "Okay then, thank you very much."
So ma'am, did you go up to live with your aunt then for a period of time?
Didn't miss it. I stayed there a good while.
Really?
And so after staying there, my mother, before I did that, you see, my mother had been carrying my brother, and if she'd have a baby, anything, she would do. But my mother was the mother of, I'd say, about 12 children.
Wow.
2 sets of twins. And those twins, I was jealous of them.
How come?
Because they all loved the best. We had them out there, right there, buried my father then, you see now, after I had been to Boston, you know, we'd go and come. So anyway, when we did, they just asked a lot of questions. Asked a lot of questions then. And I really tried to do. So I let that lady go on that $2. Then they brought me back to Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Maine, see?
Mm-hmm.
And when they brought me back, they also told me, he said, "Now you do like your mother said. You watch out. And whenever you get ready," I says, "okay, I'm going to put my case up in these lockers up here." I put my case up there in the lockers. So anyway, from that time on, I didn't tell you.
Can you tell me about the twins?
The what?
The twins? Tell me about the babies?
Mm-hmm. Well, the twins. The porch was higher than this porch, and the porch where I had. And I told you I was kind of jealous of 2 sets of twins, boy and a girl. And over there, my place, we had, was no such thing as a place going down there like that now. That was a high hill. And that high hill, they had a great big stage, just like you have down to Newburn.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the people would land there and do all they could. All right. And from that stage, we'd go in. Sometime, when the children have, you know, the house was built just about that tall.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, from the roof,
mm-hmm.
from the floor. And I know anything, I was jealous of these twin babies anyhow. I had the carriage shaking. And they all out there playing out a good time. Play ball! Play ball! When I look back there, I say, ah! And look there, the carriage was right on top of the baby. But instead of doing that, I cried and called Mama.
Uh-huh.
I said, Mama, Mama. Mother came out. Shut her mouth. My little baby's down there. Well, that was the best way to do. And I stand there and cry right on. Well, I thought the baby would be dead. But you know, babies, they lived.
Babies bounce back, don't they?
And they live. Oh, but
where did you go to school? When you were young, did you go to school here in James City?
I went down to James City a while. It wasn't a while. From James City, I took pains, and the girl that I was just showing you,
uh-huh.
I made it up. I gave her her diploma.
Right, you were telling me that.
I let her go. And when she got through, then I had to help somebody else.
Elementary school.
So anyway, when I helped her, I helped her. She went through college, I'm telling you.
She wants to know where you went to elementary school.
I went to elementary school down the road here.
What about high school?
And when I went to high school, was to,
West Street.
Huh?
When West Street?
West Street.
And then from there, then
when we went to West Street, I was sorry. There was a great big old steps from the auditorium up high, West Street. You're going down. You couldn't get down there. And so when we have our classes, we had a better way coming on in. I had no way to do all the trees down. They wouldn't cut many of the trees down of your street. Right? So when I got ready to eat, I cooked my food. My mother always carried me a nice little basket or something. And I went up beside the building, the brick building, and ate my food. And when I got through, I walked around the trees, and I looked up there. I said, well, why they don't cut some of these trees down? Saying to myself now, mm-hmm. And that wasn't my business.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we got along pretty good.
Did you have to walk the bridge over to West Street?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to walk to school?
I didn't miss it.
Did you walk?
I didn't ride.
Yeah. Did you walk to West Street? Or did they have a bus?
Oh, there? No, I wasn't. I never went to West Street. I never went to James City.
No.
Oh,
she
really?
Doesn't know anything about
it. I
him.
Went to school with her when she was teaching Vanceboro.
Oh. We just came back from Vanceboro.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
We just interviewed some people in Vanceboro.
Did you get a chance to get the steel?
I don't know. I only interviewed two people today.
When I went to Vanceboro, the lady up on some street in Newburn, I forgot. You remember?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Miss Nelson.
And not Nelson, I'm talking about another lady setting up there. That I had to go and pick up two or three teachers to go.
Oh, to take
that. And so when we did that, we put her in between the driver and myself, but there's so many of them, I think she was up there. She was so small. And then one of the ladies said, look here, girl. She know what she's talking about. Look here, let me tell you. I dress too much and put on, I got too many nice clothes. for you to be sitting around here messing up. Now, I can't stand it.
She carried three teachers with her. She took Miss Ryder.
She was.
She
was going to school.
And the secretary. Well, I got dirty every day. I was talking about dirty, ragging and everything. She said, Sam, I'll
get stuff. Wait a minute. When she got to school, when she got to school, everything, she was going up then tall after a while. Because I stayed there in Branchboro, I forgot now how many years.
Long time.
17. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I went there. And I just had to tell, when she was in school, she was very small to start with. That meant I had to stay. I taught the ranch for a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't recall, but it was a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And my, when I did get up there, they had a nice merry-go-round for the boys. Then they had another place over there, kind of, you go down, you can't get up, kind of, what you call that? Whatever may call
the
it.
The boys already jumped the ditch, and they had a merry-go-round for everybody.
But anyway, the different ones, the children would do it for the fun of it. And they'd get that thing and carry it around fast. And I know it should be out here, the muddy one.
You were all muddy? You were playing with
yes.
the boys?
I always played with boys.
Okay.
She was one of the fifth grade children. Yeah. And the tallest one.
Oh,
my class tall. Had to be on that side. You see the one part of the school over there, the first beginning of it, because you had to go along the hall, then come, that'd be down there.
So how big was your school? How big was the Vanceboro school?
Huh?
How big was the school at Vanceboro?
That school was, I tell you, how many people?
How many rooms did it have?
I think when she taught there, it was a regular,
the big school?
Regular size school like it is now. You know, had the old building, seventh grade. Then it had this long hallway. It was U-shaped.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then the new part was on the other end. But it was a regular modern size school.
No, they couldn't. They couldn't do anything until, and they had to have buses up there. And I had to try to look out for them too, keep the children from doing it at that time. And all at once, one little fella, he said, well now, I'm going to start, Miss Davis. I said, well, do you have your license? Yes, ma'am. And we got to do this for a while. I says, okay, then I'm going to take charge. No sooner we did that, here comes a little boy, just about 6 years old, right quick, was going to grab it. Mm. Ran into it, near about. Mm. And so we had to take that in charge.
What other schools did you teach at?
Huh?
What other schools? Where did you teach when you first started teaching?
Where? What's the name of the place, Myrtle?
When you first started teaching, you taught where?
Fort Lauderdale.
Before then, you taught down in Adams Creek.
No, I'm not talking about
well,
that.
Well, that's what you want to know, in Adams Creek.
Now, the first one.
Yeah,
first one.
One room classroom.
The very, very first one.
Very first one.
I had to go to Adams Creek. Because my daddy carried me, he said, I want you to go the farthest way from home.
The farthest? How come?
So when I got there to Adams Creek, wait a minute now.
I'm listening.
Everybody was very glad to go. And before I got there, I went by water. And we went in on one of these tug boats. And it had something else, another little boat. And that boat was going like this.
Oh.
and a preacher was in there with me, and it was rolling. I said, what you doing there for? Scared. And when I looked up, there was a great big old large, looked like a large fish. And so the man stopped this tugboat. He said, you see that tail there? Now that's the man, that's the tail of a big fish. And that type of fish eats early in the morning. And when he eats the nice great big shads and all like that, and his tail is up. That's the way it be. I said, good boy, good boy. So the thing came, the boat kept going, and I kept on knowing the thing. I saw it, but I wasn't afraid. I wasn't frightened because I went by his orders, the tugboat man, and forgot about the preacher, because he was up.
I got tickled.
But anyway, when I went to that place was very, very nice to me. When I got there, I went to a building and it had stair steps going up and down. And I was getting ready to stay there a while. And anyway, but anyway, by not staying there, the lady was very nice. She said, well, you tell me, Miss Davis, I wouldn't accept you to go there because people of all kind and always say, I know you good, and I'm not going to let you go up there and have a ball like the rest of them. I said, thank you very much. And from that time, we met. My daddy met me. He went on down, and they invited us to the church, to teach in the church. Mm-hmm. I taught in that church 2 weeks before I began to think. I said to myself, these people are very nice to me, and this is a church. And I cannot put what I want. I cannot give the different plays and different things to the children like I want to. So I called one of the most important ones. They say, Miss Davis, you can stay in there. I say, no, I'm sorry. So they took good pains and carried me to another place to stay a while until they could get straight. And so they got a nice little place. And well, I got tickled. The lady was nice, and she she gave me warning. She says, I have a child I have to nurse every day. I say, you do?
Yeah, school.
Wait a minute. That child was grown. Just well say that child, I don't know how, I can't say, but she was just as tall as I am now.
About 5'6".
And she called her up and make her nurse her. And have her
she
nurse.
Had teeth?
Yeah, she nursed her. Have you ever heard talk of that?
Uh-uh.
Well, I've
have
seen
you?
That. I'm
you
telling
saw,
you.
You saw it.
I saw it. That's years back.
Why do you think she was doing
but
that?
But on top of that, the people got thinking about it. Say, Miss Davis is not supposed to be down here.
How come?
Because the people have to walk too far. And what we're going to do, we're going to make it way for her to get down there. And so when we got down there, we saw this little school that they had been going and walking, going on in the house. So they wouldn't let me do that. They say, now you just do up what we say. I says, okay. And I stayed there around. I looked around. And of course, some of the things I really forgot. But the people were so nice to me. And anyway, I looked at the place. I said, well, what can I do here? I won't be down here. Mm-hmm. But the people are so nice to me. So anyway, the way I did, I put on a program. And this program, it insisted on using the parents, you know, see how well the parents could do, and see how well the children could, you know, do too. And well, they had such a good time down there. They didn't know and wouldn't agree. We want you here, we don't want you to leave. I said to myself, I can't. So I told her, I said, I will have to improve on my studies. I'll have to improve and go. And then again, you remember, I can't get there until every 2 weeks. Oh, no, once a month. I didn't see my mother. And as fast as they would give me that money, and we had problems and whatnot. You see, I was being paid anyhow by the state. But then when I got there, I sent it to my mother. And my mother says, I don't want that. Don't keep it. You keep it still. Now I say, no, because I can't get you no less than every, at least 1 or 2 months. Mm-hmm. So I sent it to my mother, and my mother took that money, put it in the bank. Hmm. And when I got back, I had a loan.
But so your mother saved the money for you?
That's right. She saved that money. So anyway, after a while, when I got ready to leave, guess what they gave me?
What?
About 15 chickens.
What were you going to do with 15 chickens?
Can bring them home. And eggs. They got, I don't know how many of that. And I say, well, I want you to stay here all the time. I said, I can't, because I have to go back, you know, improve my studies and whatnot. So bless the Lord, when I came here, I don't even know who, to tell the truth about it, I don't know who, but they saw that I got home here with these chickens.
She taught at Jane
Finch
School also, taught
part
basketball with everybody
in Jane Finch. Really? My dad was so surprised. What in the world are you doing coming?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, he's
always. Yeah, I can't hear you. In the schools, in the Craven County school system.
Well, anyway.
That's where she retired from, kindergarten, military
school. Well, anyway.
You were a teacher for a long time, weren't you?
Bet you'll be right. After I went to Elizabeth City, you know, I went
went here, went to Elizabeth City, and after going to Elizabeth City, I stayed there, and they made me, I always tried while I was in there to get out behind all children that were too loose with the boys, see? And what I did, I let them try, see what they had been doing before I started. And anyway, careful. I went to divorce all of them. He said, Miss Davis, you know one thing? We're going to promote you. You're going up to that door, and when anybody comes, you have to let them know. They have to let you know. And they better not try to get no boys in there. You let us know. And that's where I got my sent to the door. And when I see a boy want to come, I say, what is it? Can I say,